Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B Podcast. It's a podcast where we take business owners and CEOs, B2B space. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Let's get to it. Question number one in a couple sentences, tell me who you are and what do you do?
Hey Bob, thanks for having me on here as well. My name's Patrick Grebs and I own sellyourself.com. And what we do is we help people secure bags, help people get bags. So secure bags means make more money, means create a location free and a launch a scalable and hyper profitable personal brand. That's what we do. So the way we do that is we help our business owners typically bring in about 20 to 25 appointments with high value clients by selling their information or their expertise, their information or their skills that they have in their market or industry.
Love it. Love it there. Question number two, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
Well, the thing is, the thing that I love about working with business owners is that they usually have some type of expertise or skills in their marketplace that they don't understand the value of. They don't quite know what they have yet, you know? And so they, and a lot of the times they just aren't marketing right. They don't know how to market right. And so for me, I've been doing this over a decade. It only takes me a couple of small tweaks to see what they have and just be able to, you know, capitalize on that and just get them massive results. So if they don't, sometimes they could start even another business off of that or another offer off of that and just blow it out the water. So that's what I love about it. It's easy for me and they get huge results and it's life changing for them. They go around singing my praises to the highest mountaintops. And yeah, I've always been somebody who likes to help other people, you know, get massive results, right? Or, you know, I've been the kind of person that likes to,
right.
Well, when I was younger, I would help my brothers clean their rooms. I'd rather help them clean their rooms.
Hey, Patrick, we only got 7 minutes and 9 seconds left, so I got to keep going on there. Number three, I'm hearing from other top executives and owners that using quotes and testimonials from clients really increase conversions and sales. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Keep things simple. Let your clients do the talking. So, you know, they should either be A, trying to, you know, keep you the world's greatest secret, or B, they should be singing your praises to the highest mountaintops. And so if that isn't happening, then you aren't getting them a big enough result. You need to go figure something out at the fundamental level.
Absolutely. Let's hit the question number four. What advice do you share with other companies working in the B2B industry? Go.
Right. So here's the thing. The only thing that you really need to do to bring in a flood of high value clients is nail down your audience, your message, and your offer. These are the only things. People mess this up. People get so caught up in the tech, they get so caught up in these funnels and everything like that, that they miss out, that they don't have these things right, that they get so turned around in this process. And really all that it comes down to is that audience, that message, that offer. So when you nail this down, getting new business, bringing in new clients, building a business is very simple. And then you have an engine that most people don't have. You know, most people are relying on repeat and referral clientele. I hear this just about every call that I get on. Where do you get your business? Repeat and referral. Mm-hmm. So when you nail down the audience, the message, and the offer, this engine just goes, and you can actually, and then you can begin to scale it and everything like this. So you can scale it so much that you actually have to turn business away, which is a lot of times this is what happens with my clients. They do, all of a sudden it's boom, the doors are open, everything is rocking and rolling, and then they have to turn it off. They have to figure out how to bring in the sales team and everything like that. So these are great problems to have, but I'm going to tell you how to do that right now. Okay. So when I say audience, getting the audience right, I mean, go where we're talking B2B. So you're going to go with the business owners are to begin with. And the perfect place for that is LinkedIn. Now, right now I'm pulling in about on a minimum 20 to 25 qualified appointments for my clients right now who do B2B as well. And it's through LinkedIn. One of the places is LinkedIn, right? Facebook is a golden goose. Everybody's on Facebook. So Facebook works too. But if you're just getting started, LinkedIn, obviously B2B, it works. And so, you want to keep that so simple, right? So, here's the thing. I'll tell you on the flip side of this, right? I'll tell you why not Instagram and everything like that. I have this friend that's constantly complaining about lead quality. And so I ask him, you know, where's he marketing? He tells me Instagram. And he's one of those kind of love and light travel, helping people build their business as well. But he has a problem. He can't get qualified appointments. He's not actually talking to people with money, with the funds to afford his services, the services he offered. But he just won't leave Instagram. He's stuck on there doing those videos and everything else like that. I'm a guy, right? And, you know, like, I'm a single guy. And so I don't use dating apps like Tinder or Bumble, right? You think I would use them, but I don't. I use Instagram for my dating, right? That's where the women I want to talk to are at. So I use Instagram specifically for dating. You won't see any of my business, any of me talking about any business stuff on there. That is totally ridiculous. Like, I'm not going to do that. The girls, she's going to see, she'll go to my profile. She'll see what I've got already. She'll see what I'm doing. She doesn't care how I got there, right? She just wants to see what I'm all about and see if I'm the right guy. See if I've got, if I'm the right offer, right? If I've got the right message for her. And if I'm talking about all this crazy business stuff, she doesn't care about that stuff. She doesn't want to hear about that. So that's why I say go where your audience is. And so if you're business to business, stick with LinkedIn and maybe venture out to Facebook ads after you've validated your offer and everything on LinkedIn, then move over to Facebook or something like that. But stick with LinkedIn first, doing reach outs on there. Keep your profile super simple. Again, here's the process when you're on LinkedIn. Here's how we do so well on LinkedIn. I'm going to break it to give you the gold right now.
So you know what? We got to cut this off because we only got 2 minutes and 45 seconds left. If people want to know more about that, they're going to have to look you up. But let's get to question number five. What other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be a guest on my podcast?
For sure. Well, my client Bill Murphy has totally dominated the solar industry by helping solar business owners leverage social media. And he's definitely one you want to watch and connect with. He's totally blown. He's totally taken that space completely over. And so definitely reach out to him and connect with him and hear what he has to say. He's got a lot of value to
perfect. Let's get to question number six. Most important question of the podcast. Hey, Patrick, tell me about your first time, your first sale.
I'm going to keep this. All right. This is great. Well, I've been in my sales in sales my whole life, but I'll tell you about the one that matters most. Okay. So I come from humble beginnings and went through a lot of trouble early in my life, gangs, drugs, you name it. I ended up going to prison for 2 years when I was about 20. When I got out, I had a rap sheet that was a mile long. And I knew if I didn't find a job, I'd be heading back. I'd be heading right back because I never had a job. Right. So I looked crazy and I was living on my brother's couch. And so they gave me this little prison packet with a list of places that possibly hired felons. And I walked back and forth for weeks checking them out. No car. Right. Albertsons, Tom Thumb, everybody turned me down. They said, no, this is too crazy, man. And so I said, I knew I had to find something different. So I walked into the suit. I knew I had to do something different. So I walked into Men's Warehouse and where they sell suits. Right. I guarantee it. And I said, I don't want to talk to anybody but the manager. He came out and I asked him about the position and just listened to him, right? The sales is listening, right? Like Bob's doing right now.
Right.
He told me that with scrubbing the toilets and taking out the trash for $8 an hour, he needed somebody reliable. I said, I'm your guy. I've been doing that for 2 years straight and I'm an expert at it. You'll never put your ass on a cleaner toilet than the ones I shine. He said, let's do it. And that's when I shared my background, the rap sheet and everything like that and story. And he said, you know what? It's all good. And that's my first and biggest sale. If I didn't make that, who knows where I would be right
now. That is true there. Hey, you only got 43 seconds left. Let's do some promo time real quick.
Yeah, all you got to do is go to sellyourself.com or reach out to me on LinkedIn. I'd love to connect with you. Just say that you came from Bob's podcast. We'll figure out what we can do for you. I'll hear about your business, see if I can help you, and we'll go from there.
Perfect. You pulled it off. 6 questions in 9 minutes because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Your website, say it real quick.
sellyourself.com.
In the description, it's magic. Patrick, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Bob, tip of the hat to you.
You're welcome. For everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. My name is Bob Clark. You all have a wonderful day now. Talk to you later. Bye.